You're listening to Daily Horoscope for Your Zodiac Sign with Stephanie Campos. I'm your host, Stephanie Campos, and I am a practicing astrologer, psychic medium, and witch. In each daily episode, I covered a detailed overview of the astrology of the day and what you can expect from full moons to Mercury retrogrades. I've got you covered. And of course, there is always a personalized horoscope for your zodiac sign. If you scroll down in the show notes, there are always timestamps included for your convenience. And a quick pro tip before we dive in, I do recommend listening to your horoscope based on your rising sign for more accuracy. And if you are loving this podcast, don't be shy, leave a rating. Hell, even a review. You. I'm a one human show and produce each and every episode every day just for you. And your support means so, so much. Now let's get into the astrology of the day. This is your daily horoscope for Saturday, March 9th, 2024. All times are Pacific Standard Time. The main characters of the day are every single zodiac sign. Because we've got such a crazy day ahead of us. Just a friendly reminder, there is a link in the show notes to send an automatic email to your representatives and demand a ceasefire for the ongoing genocide in Gaza. All you have to do is click a few buttons and everything auto-populates for you. All you have to do is hit send and it will automatically email your representatives. There's also a link in the show notes to sign a petition to end the genocide and child labor in the Congo. Big tech companies like Apple and Tesla are over-extracting and mining in the Congo, which has forced mass displacement of the Congolese people. There are also over 40,000 children in the mines working at any given time. Everything helps, and thanks for using your voice to make a difference in this world. Alrighty, the action starts out around 10 a.m. when the moon in Pisces forms a conjunction with Saturn in Pisces. The moon is always going to represent how we are feeling, and Saturn is a planet of limits, limitation, responsibility, and challenges. So when the moon meets with Saturn like this, it isn't generally the cutest of aspects or the coziest of aspects. It can mean that we are facing some of our responsibilities. Maybe we have to prioritize some obligations over having fun or escaping. And this can also stir up some temporary feelings of disappointment, isolation, or rejection. But just know this is a quick aspect and it is going to clear after 10 a.m. Next up, we have a cuter aspect taking place around 1:30 p.m. when the moon in Pisces forms a sextile with Jupiter in Taurus. Now, unlike Saturn, Jupiter is a planet of support, abundance. So generally speaking, when the moon meets up with Jupiter like this, there's more ease and harmony in our interactions. And typically, we've got a little extra pep in our step. You are going to want to soak up all of those vibes while you can, because around 3 p.m., Mars in Aquarius is going to form a square with Uranus in Taurus. Now, this is energy that we have been feeling build towards the end of this week, but it peaks today. And this is like the third and final act for events that took place in early February and early March. So you're going to want to think back to February 8th and 9th when the sun formed a square with Uranus. And then on March 3rd when Venus formed a square with Uranus. Because today, Mars, the planet of action, motivation, but also anger, boundaries, and severing, as well as war, is tracing over those steps. So Mars, as you may gather, can be a pretty volatile planet. But what's more volatile than Mars? Uranus, which is a planet of unpredictability, surprises, disruption, but also of innovation and breakthrough. So this energy typically manifests in a couple of ways. It can make people more reactive, angry, and prone to sudden outbursts. And there's also typically this overwhelming feeling of having to take action. So it can really kick up your impulsivity. And this is also an aspect that can kick up our ability to be more accident prone. So that's not to say like, don't leave your house or anything like that. But when you're driving, be more careful. When you are chopping up vegetables, be more cognizant and aware of your surroundings. The last time this happened, I cut one of my fingers. I didn't have to go to the hospital or anything, but you know, a little bit of blood here and there. So just move through your day as slowly as possible and with more caution and awareness. Now, the most positive manifestation of these two planets clashing into one another would be a surge of willpower, motivation, or energy. And this also kicks up your ability to take risks. So maybe you are pushing beyond your comfort zone and trying something new. Now, as a saving grace, around 3 p.m. on the same day, the sun in Pisces is going to form a sextile with Uranus in Taurus. And this is going to bring you back to conversations, topics, ideas that held your attention and that were unfolding around March 4th, when Mercury formed a sextile with Uranus. So now the sun is tracing over Mercury's steps and illuminating those conversations and topics, revealing new information, and encouraging you to make a decision or take action. The sun represents our will and our ego and our purpose, and Uranus is that planet of breakthrough and innovation. So this allows us to have a more open mind and consider alternative perspectives or even show up differently than we typically do. And finally, around 8 p.m., Mercury enters Aries. Mercury is the planet of communication, our thoughts, our opinions. And Aries is the first zodiac sign. This is also going to be a cosmic BFD because on April 1st, we have a Mercury retrograde in the sign of Aries for the first time since April of 2018. So you can think back to that time period, what was unfolding for you, because similar themes or topics may come up. And once Mercury enters Aries, you're going to start getting clues as to what some of your personal Mercury retrograde stories might be about. Generally speaking, when Mercury is in the sign of Aries, we are quick to make decisions. We speak without thinking things through. It's really easy to wind up with your foot in your mouth. It's very much like act now and ask for forgiveness later. But on the bright side, it really lends a lot of courage and confidence, especially when it comes to pursuing your personal needs, desires, and whatever your heart wants. Aries, it's time to focus on yourself once Mercury enters your sign. Over the next few weeks, this is a great time to pour your effort and mental energy into coming up with plans for new personal goals and projects. This can also be a great time to experiment with your sense of style, maybe get a haircut. Important people may also be reaching out to you over the coming weeks, and you're focusing more on your personal needs and desires. Taurus, once Mercury enters Aries, this is an important time for you to connect with your intuition. Spending more time alone and in solitude or engaging in spiritual practices can lead to some important breakthroughs as well. Over the next few weeks, you may also have a busier schedule than normal. And so it's going to become more important for you to honor your boundaries as well as brush up on saying no and do your best to establish a healthier work-life balance. This is also an important time to break free from any limiting beliefs or patterns that ultimately no longer serve you. Gemini, you might receive some lucky news once Mercury enters Aries. Over the next few weeks, this is a really productive time to work on any collaborative projects and also to make progress on some of your aspirations and goals for the future. This is also a really lucky time for networking and connecting with people who can support you and help bring your dreams about in real life. This also kicks up your social energy, and you're probably spending more time with friends. Cancer, once Mercury enters Aries, you are focused on work. This can bring some important news your way regarding your job or company. Maybe you're ready to discuss a promotion or a raise. And this also means that you're pouring more of your mental energy into some of your personal goals, milestones, or ambitions that you've been working towards as well. This brings about a period of manifestation. So whatever you have been working towards, the next few weeks bring important moments of culmination. Leo, once Mercury enters Aries, you are in a more optimistic mood. You could be traveling more, or maybe you're even learning something new. The next few weeks bring exciting progress to any ongoing discussions or negotiations, and you might also be sharing some of your expertise or gifts with a wider audience through broadcasting, publishing, or even podcasting. Virgo, once Mercury enters Aries, it brings attention to your finances. Maybe you're focused on paying your taxes, settling your debt, or getting back on track with some financial goals. You could also be negotiating potential contracts or work opportunities. And emotionally, this puts you deeper in your feels. Over the next few weeks, you are invited to process any emotions or fears that you've been glazing over. And this can ultimately lead to a moment of catharsis and healing. Libra, once Mercury enters Aries, it brings attention to the close relationships in your life. Whether it's with a family member, a BFF, lover, or coworker, you might be pouring more of your mental energy into showing up for them in their lives. This can also bring important news regarding new relationships or professional contracts or even work opportunities. Scorpio, your schedule is about to pick up once Mercury enters Aries. This is going to be a very important time for you to strike a healthy work-life balance. You'll have to become better at honoring your boundaries and saying no. And if you're working on any personal or professional obligations or responsibilities that take up a lot of your effort, this can also be a time where you're brainstorming more solutions to find more flow and harmony in your daily life. And this is also a really cute time to switch up your routine and habits. Sagittarius, once Mercury enters Aries, you are firing on all cylinders when it comes to your creative projects and romantic life. This puts you in a more optimistic and creative and inspired mood overall, and you're reconnected with the joy of the present moment. This is a great time to work on any hobbies or personal goals that you have and focus on activities that light you up. Romantically speaking, this is also a busier time for your dating life and an aligned time to put yourself out there once again. Over the next few weeks, you may also receive some lucky news. Capricorn, once Mercury enters Aries, it puts you in a more nostalgic and private mood. The next few weeks could have you spending more time with family or having important discussions within your family or even reflecting on the generational patterns and cycles that run within your lineage. This is also a really great time to connect with your intuition and engage in ancestral practices. And you could also be spending some of your mental energy thinking about ways to reorganize your home, or maybe you're ready to do a purge or decluttering. Aquarius, important conversations are initiated once Mercury enters Aries. The next few weeks, put emphasis on your communication skills, whether it's through writing, speaking, or even learning something new. This can also bring a busier time for your schedule and day-to-day life, but it's very likely that you are hopping from social event to social event or just spending more time with friends. This can also be an aligned time for negotiating contracts and picking up a new skill or hobby. Pisces, once Mercury enters Aries, it brings your attention to your finances. You could be negotiating a raise, a new contract, or learn about some new job opportunities. This is also an aligned time to get back on track with your budget and reconsider your spending habits. And you're also engaging in some conversations that boost your self-esteem and confidence. As always, I hope your daily horoscope has offered some guidance and support throughout your day. And if you're curious to learn more about astrology, you can pick up my first book, Seasons of the Zodiac, Love, Magic, and Manifestation Throughout the Astrological Year. Thanks so much and see you tomorrow.